he is going to be able to run the ball and actually provide some blocking for that power eye formation that the Rockets rely heavily on. On the other side of the ball, Sigourney Kyoto was able to beat Pella Christian by a very high score. Lots of points were put up on the board, just under 95 points. And so consequently, they like to put the ball in the air as well as put it on the ground with some speed out of one of their people. The Griner boy is able to run pretty swift. And so consequently, they are able to get up and down the field a heck of a lot quicker than the Rocket attack is going to be. That's why it's so important for the defense to be able to make some stands right away. In fact, create some turnovers wouldn't be too bad of an idea either.
Yeah, Pat, not only that, our defense needs to do a good job of holding Kyoto back and not letting them keep the ball for a long time. One, it helps our defense get some rest, which they're going to need, and gets the offense out there, and we need the offense to keep control of the ball and keep our defense on the sideline.
The Rockets are in there. All black pants for this away game. They've got the white jerseys on with the black numerals and the yellow trim. They've got the black hats with the EBF Rocket on each side of their helmet. The Cobras across the way, they also have black pants. They've got purple jerseys with gold colors, and their helmets are going to be a black variety, and they've got the Cobra on each side of their helmet as well. As we're getting closer and closer to kickoff here at Sigourney. Beautiful weather. Temperature is very, very, very comfortable. So the only problem with this evening is a little bit of a wind out of the east, northeast, but we'll take this any day compared to 2 weeks ago when we had to sit through the monsoon and lightning show at Iowa City Regina.
Yeah, Pat, at least we were up in the booth nice and dry. That wouldn't have been much fun being out on the stands watching the game. But, you know, I don't know how much you really notice the rain and stuff when you're out watching your kids playing. So but I'm sure glad it's dry.
No doubt about it. And Sigourney is going to be the home squad, and the referees are going to meet at field. And in fact, speaking of the referee squad, Todd Parker is going to be the man in the white hat. Eric McCray is out there. Well, we think Jerry McCray is out there as well. And you said one of the McDonough guys out there. Chuck McDonough, yes. And so they're going to be able to have an opinion on the sportsmanship as well, because the referees also grade, as well as the head coaches. They will grade the referees on the job they do. So Sigourney has entered the field finally with their black hats, and they've got the SK on both sides of their helmet, the purple jerseys, the black pants has been their color since they've been going with each other, with each both schools. That was brought on by the Howard coach. He took them to several state championships. They've got four state championships to their credit, the last one in 06 in the 2A title. So the Sigourney Kyoto Cobras have quite a little bit of tradition on their side. Numbers-wise, they don't seem to have as many in terms of numbers, but the size that they have is going to be significant, as it has been in past year's practice. Rockets captains are out there meeting at the midfield stripe. I see Ryan Adams out there, as well as Austin Engel, Jason Brazel, and I can't quite tell who's on the left side there. Looks like Dakota Boyer, as the coin flip is being made by the referee, Todd Parker from Oskaloosa, Iowa. He's talking to the guys in the purple, so that would be Sigourney Kyoto. And so Parker says that the Rockets will receive the ball first. Kyoto will kick off with the wind, and we are just about ready to go for football Friday Night Lights. And, of course, these broadcasts are brought to you by our wonderful sponsors, Blush Boutique, the Luffler Dirt Works, the Fremont Country Store, Riverside Auto Supply, Harris Ag Service, Eddyville Builders, Veldhuizen Chiropractic, the Fremont Funeral Home at Cargill at Eddyville, with harvest underway. Market your corn through Cargill. Call them at 1-800-515-1105. And Heartland Ajinomoto, proud sponsor of Rocket Football. They manufacture and distribute cost-effective feed grain amino acids and is the front runner in amino acid nutritional research and technical expertise. And, of course, William Penn University. Make a statement at Penn. The William Penn Experience provides an active learning environment that encourages students to develop and strengthen the mind, body, and spirit. With over 25 student organizations, there's always something to do. Get involved in student life. It's a great way to be a statesman. For more information, go to www.williampenn.edu/student-life for more information. And we are ready to tee it up here at Sigourney. And the back deep is going to be Trey Van Dorn and Trey Moore to receive this kick. Here's the approach. A Fremont Country Store kick is going to come to Trey Moore. Up to the middle he comes. He's got some speed to go. He's at the 40, the 50, and down he goes at the midfield stripe. Trey Moore with a nice return to start this ball game.
That's exactly what we needed, Pat, to get our game going here tonight. Let's get the offense going out here and take it down right down the field.
All right. Rockets with excellent fifth position. In fact, they put it into Cobra territory at the 47-yard line. Trey Moore with a nice burst up there to get the ball into Cobra territory. Rockets in the power eye formation. Adams turns, hands off to Van Dorn, tries the right side, and he is able to squeeze out on the other side past the 45. So good job out of Trey to get some positive yardage on that first down.
Good job by the offensive line there, Pat, getting some push off there to get Trey about 3 yards.
All right, second down. And about seven to go. Rockets on the right hash mark in the power eye formation. Adams looks things over, gets under center, takes a snap, hands off to the second guy. Up the middle he goes. Good job. They used Van Dorn as a decoy on that one, and it was Dakota Boyer who carried the mail that time for the Rockets. And it'll bring up a third down and four, a manageable down for the Rocket attack. Big play here for the Rockets from the 41-yard line of Sigourney Kyoto. Adams under center, takes the snap, pitches to Van Dorn, trying to turn the corner on the right side, and he is close to the marker, but I think he's going to be shy. He'll bring up a big fourth down, gain of about one on that play.
Yeah, Pat, it looks like we're about 4 yards away from first down here, and I'm sure we're probably going to go for it.
Okay. All right, Rockets under center. Right formation. There's the snap. They give to Van Dorn right up the gut. They try to move the pile, and he gets rocked back. So Sigourney is going to take over after the Rockets had a huge kickoff return by Trey Moore.
Yeah, that's too bad, Pat. That was a really nice run to start the game there on that kickoff by Trey. And it's too bad we couldn't get a first down and keep some momentum going.
Absolutely. Sigourney Kyoto takes over at their own 40-yard line, and they will come up to the line of scrimmage. They send two receivers to the right, two to the left, as Greiner is in the shotgun pistol formation. Got a man in motion. He hands it to him. Ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground. The Rockets look like they have it. They're signaling. Let's see. Yes, they do. That is the first turnover of the night, and that is an Eddyville Builder turnover, but sponsored by Scott Greer. Your next remodeling job or large home project can be done quickly and efficiently with Eddyville Builders. And, Mike, what did you see on that?
The ball was handed right off the running back. He just dropped it. I'm not sure what happened, but he had to have known he was going to get it because it was put right in his gut.
first play from scrimmage for CTO to blows up. And Rockets have it now. Adams are trying the right side, and he turns the corner, but the man in the white hat throws a penalty flag, and that's going to be in the backfield of the Rockets. That's going to probably be holding against the Rockets and not what you want to have after a turnover.
Well, Pat, you know, like we talked last week, like on that run there, Ryan looks like he kind of goes back 2 or 3 yards on that to get around the blocking. I don't think they just pushed the blocking back, our offensive lineman. He kind of blew that up. He couldn't quite get around the corner.
Okay. They'll move it 10 yards back, and that puts it in Rocket territory for this first down. They'll have first down over, but that 10-yard penalty kind of blows up to actually a 12. So it's first and 22 from the 49-yard line of the Rockets. Senior Kopke gets over the ball from the center position. Rockets in the I formation. Adams under center, takes the snap, pitches it to the left side this time for Van Dorn. He tries to get the corner turned and won't quite get it, and they'll finally blow the whistle dead right at the 50-yard line, and Trey Van Dorn's been having some tough sledding here with the ball.
Yeah, he has that. There wasn't any room at all for him to run right there. He gained maybe about a yard on that.
All right. Out goes Andrew Wright. In comes number 82, Lane Morrison. On this second down, from the 50-yard line, Adams looks over the defense, gets under center, takes the snap, pitches it to Van Dorn. It's a reverse with Jake Taylor, and he's going to get tripped up in the backfield. An excellent play by the defensive safety to trip that play up. Now all the way back to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that was an excellent read by their defensive back. He went right along the line of scrimmage, went right straight toward our running back and made a nice tackle.
All right. So third and 30, they say, from the Rockets. 39-yard line. Rockets send three receivers to the left. Adams in the shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Looks to throw, fires it across the middle to Trey Moore, and it throws it behind, and it's incomplete. That'll stop the clock, and it'll bring up fourth down.
Yeah, Pat, Ryan threw the ball behind Trey on that. He didn't have much of a chance to get a hold of that one.
So that'll bring up fourth down, and after the penalty and the tackle for loss, they'll have to be in punt formation. And looks like Lane Morrison is back there this week. It's been an adventure with Ryan Adams. Punt is high, wobbly, going to bounce at the Rockets. Sigourney 40 and take a rocket roll about to the 30, make it to 28 or 9, and that's where Sigourney will take over.
That was a nice punt by Lane. He didn't get a lot of distance on in the air, but he got a nice roll.
All right. So last time the defense was out, they were able to pounce on a fumble. We'll see what happens here as Sigourney comes up to the line of scrimmage. There's movement on the defensive side, and the Rockets are going to give them 5 yards on that play. Penalties have been a problem from time to time. And that's two quick ones here early in the first quarter against the Rockets. Moves the ball up to about the 34-yard line, where it'll be 2nd and 5 for Sigourney. Kyoto. Cobras come up the line of scrimmage. Running formation. They spin it, and he's got some room to run over there on the left side. He's got the first down, and the spinner back that particular time was Moselle. First time they ran that particular play, Mike. Of course, that's their only second play from scrimmage, per se.
Yeah, that's one of their bread and butter plays that they've run for a long, long, long time over here.
All right, same formation. Spinner back takes it, hands off to the right side. They've got some room to run. It's been a foot race at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, or the 5. touchdown goes Sigourney as Avery Moore scores from the 46-yard line. Make that a 55-yard run.
Yeah, Pat, we got to the outside. We just didn't have enough containment out there to be able to get to him and make a tackle. Hope the people around here don't think that's a fire alarm.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Sigourney Kota out to kick. They've got their kicker out. Straightaway kicker for the PAT. There's a snap. They're going to run for it and try for two, and they complete a two-point extra point. Makes it 8-0 here at Sigourney. That was a nice play out of the PAT. They faked the kick and went ahead and passed the ball, and the rocket containment didn't stay on him as good as they should have, and he was able to throw that ball out there, and it was perfectly placed, and they were able to get on the board, make it a two-point conversion, makes it 8-0.
That was a nice job there by Sigourney. We were completely fooled on that. We didn't have anybody out there to cover the man.
All right. 8-0 here in the first quarter with 8:06 left to go. And the Rockets are down 8-0. Ready to receive this kickoff from the Fremont Country Store. Back again is Moore and Van Dorn. One of those types of things where you want Trey Moore to take it and run that puppy all the way back. It's coming to Van Dorn. He picks it up at about the 12-yard line, and up the gut he comes straight up the field, and he'll be stopped at about the 35-yard line of the Rockets, where they'll have a first and 10.
Another nice run there, Pat, on our kickoff return. That's a good positive that we're taking from the game so far.
From the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont 35-yard line, first and 10, Rockets need to get a first down here on this third possession here at Sigourney. They'll send three receivers out to the right side. Adams in the shotgun position, takes the snap, runs to the right side. He's got some problems already from the defensive line, and as they were able to make a tackle for loss, as Ryan tried to run quarterback's sweep, basically, and he got tackled for a loss of about 5 or 6 yards. I'll bring up second down and 16.
Yeah, the Sigourney did a nice job of using his speed and pushing the lineman into the backfield.
Rockets kind of initiated that play a couple of weeks ago against Iowa City. Ryan was able to get some decent yardage the first time they did it. Under center now this time. Pitch toss to Van Dorn. He's looking to throw, and he slips and falls. It's incomplete. Trey couldn't get his footing as he was under pressure there by the defense. And I guess it was Dakota Boyer who was trying to get his feet set. The Rockets are going to call a timeout. That's their first timeout of the half. Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont area, call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert in the local market. Whether buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And Coach Bear calls timeout here in the first quarter to get his troops settled down. They've got to make some positive yardage on this third down play. The Cobra defense has been doing a really decent job of penetration of the line, and with their speed, like you talked about, Mike, they've been able to wreak some havoc in the background, backfield.
Yeah, they have, Pat. You know, not only they are big as usual when we play Sigourney, they're also quick.
All right, Adams. From the shotgun position, takes the snap, looks to throw. He throws it up into the air, and it's going to fall incomplete. Looks like he was intended for Craig Van Dorn, and it falls incomplete, and the Rockets are going to have to...
Looks like we got a penalty flag pass.
Ah, penalty. Okay, the man in the white hat says pass interference against Sigourney. That'll give the Rockets a break. Plus, they'll give them that first down of Bell Tyson chiropractic first down, and that will move the ball up to the 45-yard line. So, good job out of Van Dorn as he was able to come back to it and run into the defender, kind of drawing that flag for the first down yardage.
Yeah, Pat, the pass was about, I don't know, 6-7 yards underthrown. Fortunately for us, we were getting an interference penalty on that.
All right, power eye formation for the Rockets. Adams, under center. Takes the snap, turns and gives to Van Dorn, tries the right side, and the Rockets are able to get about 1 yard out of that play. So the Cobras are really stacking it up on that interior defensive line. Second down and 9. Coming up. Kopke comes under center. He's a senior out of Ottumwa. Adams under center with the power eye before him. He'll take the snap, turn, and he rolls to his right, looking to cut it up, and he gets chopped down for a tackle for loss. And the defense is really crashing in on that play, Mike, and they're not able to do a whole lot with that.
No, they're not, Pat. Sirianni's reading it really well, and they're coming right in on that and blowing up our blocking assignments on that side.
Third and 11 for the Rockets. They need to get up to the Cobra 45-yard line. The ball sits at the 44 as Cobra's trying to get one guy off the field. They finally do. Adams, three receivers to the left. He throws a quick slant, and Van Dorn catches it, and he's able to get up to the 48 or 9-yard line. Craig Van Dorn with some nice hands on that particular play to nab that pass from Adams.
That was a nice catch by Craig right there, and nice run afterwards.
But still shy of the 50. It's about at the 48-yard line of the Rockets, and they are indeed going to be in pump formation with Morrison. Takes the snap, the step, the kick. It's high and very short. It's going to come down at about the 46-yard line. Takes a rocket bounce, and it'll go to the 38-yard line where the Cobras will have it first and 10.
We've been having a lot of trouble so far, Pat, with not only in this game so far, but on the year on our kicking game. We've tried 2 or 3 different kids back there. We're not having much luck so far.
That indeed has been an adventure in the punting game. Rockets now on defense. Cobras up to the line of scrimmage. And the whistle is for in play. There's a snap. They take a direct snap with the running back right up the center. He'll go, and he'll get a first down on that carry of 10 yards. Boy, that was ground and pound definition right there, Mike Lane.
Yeah, well, he just took a direct snap, just ran it right up the middle.
Actually, they'll mark it just short of the first down marker, second and about 1, as Sigourney Kyoto comes up to the line. There's the snap. Reiner's looking at the pass. He rolls to his right. He's got a man out there, and he goes right through his hands, incomplete. That'll stop the clock at 4:36 here in the first quarter. Rockets are down 8-0. Reiner had some speed, too, on the outside, but he elected to wing it down the field and went right through the receiver's hands.
Yeah, I think that's their first pass of the night, isn't it?
Yeah. All right. Cobras up to the line of scrimmage. Man in motion. Spinner back. Give it to the guy on the left side. He is able to get the first down. Nice hard tackle there by number 61 for the Rockets. Not on our program. That was a nice job out of him as he was able to keep his assignment on that misdirection play. First and 10 for the Cobras That's their second one of the first half. As they try to run this time, he's got some room to go. He's on the loose at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, and he takes it in for the score. Number 45, Peyton Crawford, is able to take it the distance.
Another nice run, but it was set up by a lot of good blocking up front by the Tierney Skoda offensive line.
That's a 405 mark. They are able to put it in, and they'll try for the PAT now. They're in kick formation, but that didn't matter last time as they went for two. A kick is up, and it looks good, and it is good. And that'll make the score 15-0. Sigourney Kyoto on top here against the Rockets.
Yeah, Pat, we need to shore up that those tackles and stuff down there. We need to do a little bit better job of finding where the running back is and go right at him and knock him down.
Yeah, he had some speed to burn, too. Crawford took it the distance there for the touchdown. And Rockets are down now two scores, 15-0 here. And they've got to get a first down out of this next series.
Yeah, Pat, we need to get something established here. You know, take the momentum away from Sigourney Kyoto and put it back on our side and make a nice drive here, take some time off the clock, and keep our defense. You know, been on the field quite a bit, and we need to get them on the sidelines to get them some rest.
All right. Rockets come out once again to receive this kick. The Fremont Elevator Country Store kick. And back deep is Van Dorn and Moore. Cobra's approach is a low squibber picked up at the 35-yard line. And he gets it up to about the 40-yard line. That was Lane Morrison who took that out of the air. And the Rockets get up to the 45-yard line. So good hands on that kickoff.
It was. Lane did a good job of getting me into his hands and taking that to center of the field. You know, good field position starting again, so that hasn't hurt us tonight. So we just need to do something with it here on this drive.
All right. Kopke over the ball at center. Rockets in the power eye formation with Ryan Adams. Under center he goes. He'll take the snap. Turn to get to Van Dorn. He tries the left side. They've moved the pile, and he's up past the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Good job out of Trey getting as much as he can out of that. Gain of about 4, maybe even 5. Second and 5 or 6, take your pick here. That was the first excellent surge by the offensive line.
Yeah, it was, Pat. We just need to keep going.
All right, I formation. Again, Adams under center. Pitches this way to Van Dorn. He tries the left side, and Sigourney Kyoto defense is able to string it out and make that tackle for little or no gain. That'll bring up a big third down for the Rockets.
Yeah, Sigourney's line is doing a really good job of just staying with their block, you know, staying with the offensive lineman for Eddyville, and staying with them, moving down the line, and then making the tackle. They're doing a really good job on defense.
All right. Kopke will go over center, and the man in the white hat blows the whistle. They got a official's timeout here. And now he winds the clock again. Rockets pick third down and 5. Adams under center. Takes a snap. First man through. And that was Trey Moore, and it didn't fool the defense. They were able to sniff that out because he tried to use a little decoy with Van Dorn, and the ball will rest just over the 45, and it's fourth down and 4 for the Rockets. You hate to give Sigourney Kyoto a short field. Morrison is indeed in there. Let's see if he can get a better punt off than last time.
You know, we need to get a good punt here, Pat. Put them back down into the deep side of their territory.
There's a snap, the step, and the kick. It's a high, a lazy kick that's going to bounce at about the 35, and it'll go inside the 30 all the way to about the 26-yard line. So Lane's been getting some decent bounces for sure out of those punts.
Unless you put a little bit of English on that, Pat.
back in the day, I used to use old English. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mercy. Those were the days.
I'm not as old as you, though, Pat.
Thank you. All right. Cobras, come up to the line of scrimmage. All right. There's the snap, the toss to the left side. He's got some running room over there on the far sideline, and he'll have a first down all the way up to the 44-yard line of Sigourney Toyota. That'll be their third first down of the first half.
Okay, look to me, Pat. There should have been a flag thrown on that. Looked like, I don't know if it was Ryan Adams or one of our defenders over there kind of got pushed in the back.
Well, we'll have to talk to the Parker brothers after this, then. All right. Sigourney Toyota with a first down at their own 42-yard line. Griner in the shotgun pistol formation, man in motion. They fake to him. They give it to the running back, Crawford. He's got some room to run, and he's got one man to beat, and he will take it the distance. Crawford from the 58 yards out, he'll score again.
Yeah, another nice run and blocking by the offensive line for Sigourney Toyota. Their offensive line did a heck of a job tonight against us.
With a 21 in the first quarter, Sigourney's got their third score here at homecoming. The PAT, there's a snap, the step, the kick. It looks good. It is good. And that will make it 22 to nothing here. And the Rockets have got a big hole to dig out of.
Yeah, they do, Pat. You know, we talked about the beginning of the game, establishing our running game, getting some momentum going. You know, we've had really good field position so far in the game, but we just haven't been able to get that big play that we need to get some momentum going here, get some enthusiasm out there for the kid.
You betcha. And I'd like to see Trey Moore break one and go the distance. Of course, last week it was Drake Van Dorn who went 90 yards. That was fantastic job.
Yeah, that would be nice to see again. I don't know who you got that message from, Pat, but I don't think they know what they're talking about.
Our good friend Tony Fenton is listening in on KIIC.3.
Well, then I know he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Thanks for listening in there.
Thanks, Tony.
You got the Thunderbolt app working, I'm hoping. You can get that free at the App Store. And the Cobras will tee it up. There's another Fremont Country Store kick. Kind of an interesting situation with the kicker. He only runs up 5 yards and kicks it end over end. It comes all the way to Van Dorn. He'll run up the field. He'll cut to his right side. He's got some room to run as he gets tripped up there past the 35, up to about the 37-yard line. So good job out of Treg on the kickoff. And like you said, Coach, they've done a great job with that.
Yeah, we have. You know, that's been our constant so far tonight. We've been doing a very good job on the kickoff returns. We just need to keep that momentum going on our offense.
All right. Power eye formation for the Rockets. Adams under center takes the snap, and he turns it upfield, and there is a whistle there by the procedure against the Rockets. Will move them back 5 yards, and that'll be their third penalty, 20 yards of penalty yardage against the Rockets here, as the Cobras have been doing everything correct. The Rockets have been struggling a little bit from the offensive line. Kopke under center. The rest of the line comes up. Power right formation. Adams takes a peek at the defense. Under center. Turns. Now he will turn himself, and he will get hit right as he approaches the point of attack. And there's a no gain on the play. It'll turn up to be second and 15 now from the 33 or 4-yard line.
How old are you, Pat?
Well, it depends on who wants to know.
Well, I think everybody does.
Well,
I just turned 55 a month ago, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let's see. I guess I'm a little older than you, not much. Okay, Adams on second down. Takes the handoff, pitches to Van Dorn, and he gets hit over there. That looked like they tried to do an end-around run to Jake Taylor on that other side. And we've got an injured Rocket down there.
I think it's Trigg.
It is Trigg Van Dorn, and that will be a big, big loss for the Rockets here as we take a medical timeout. And we'll have a look at him, and I'm not sure what that problem is. It's on the far side of the field. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville, you can find official Rocket gear. Angie Lobrick has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan or your kid's jersey number on it. Angie's open on Tuesdays through Saturdays. You can check them out on Facebook as well. She's a huge supporter of Rocket football. And Leffler Dirtworks for all types of dirt work needs. Leffler Dirtworks is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS system on all of his equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're doing after harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction or tiling. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231, as they're still attending to Van Dorn there across the way. In fact, the Rockets are now taking a knee, and that's not a good sign, as we would think that he normally be up and at him after a minute, but he is not, Mike Lane.
No, he's not. He's, you know, our biggest part of our offense that we have, and he does a heck of a job of giving that second, third effort when he's out there running the ball. So it'd be a big loss if he doesn't get to come back.
Indeed, and Coach Jared Jensen is going across the way, the Sigourney Kyoto head coach, as he makes his way across. I'm sure he's asking if they need any assistance with the medical staff or something on that nature. I did not see an ambulance around, but that doesn't mean that they don't have one nearby.
Well, there was one, Pat, before the game started, and it took off and went east out of town pretty quick.
Okay. Lots of light flashes. Must have had a call or something. Riverside Auto Supply, collision and repair estimates from deer damage to total car and truck restoration. Riverside Auto Supply can help you out and do the job done right. They're located in downtown Eddyville at the four-way stop. Riverside Auto Supply provides you with the dependability and satisfaction getting the job done right the first time. Check out their quality work today. You'll be glad they are there for you. And Harris Ag Service, Luke Harris, your local Channel C corn dealer, and Credenz soybeans with the Liberty Leap trait to kill those herbicides that are becoming resistant to the Roundup Ready spray, as well as custom chemical spraying and fertilizer application. Fall is here. Try Harris Ag Service for your fertilizer needs for next year. Call Luke to get your soil analysis done today. 641-799-8640 as they're able to get Trigg off the side. I don't know if he walked under his own power.
Think he did, Pat.
Okay. Rockets third down here in the power eye formation. And the Cobras jump just a skosh. And let's see what the man in the white hat says about that. Getting some input from the referee. False start. Yeah, it's offsides is going to be the call.
I don't think he knows what he's calling here, Pat.
End of the quarter. They will also call that. They're saying the quarter ended before the penalty. So that's the end of the first quarter with the Rockets down 22-0. And they will have the ball to start the second quarter. And when everything can go wrong, it does go wrong.
Did we even run a play after Trigg went off the field?
No.
Or then why was the clock started? Maybe I'm missing something.
That would be. You wouldn't start the clock after an injury, would you? Until the play starts. Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area? Call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate, an EBF alum who continues to live and work in the Eddyville area, making him an expert with the local market. Whether you're buying or selling or renting, call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And the Rockets will indeed have the ball. They'll be looking at third down and 20 from the 28-yard line here. And they've got to have some positive yardage on this particular play.
Doesn't work.
All right. We just found out that we've got a dark press box with a light now working. And that's the way it goes sometimes. All right. Rockets with it. From the 29-yard line. Dakota Boyer under center. And there was movement in the backfield. Somebody was leaning forward. It looked like number 31, that would have been Bracken Taylor, was leaning just a little bit on that prior to that snap. He was getting anxious to hit somebody there on the line, Coach.
Yeah, I think he was, Pat. He was just a little bit quick.
All right. Rockets, same formation now. Power, I formation. Under center. They hand off to the second guy through. I think that's Ryan Adams, and he gets some of that yardage back, but now he'll be fourth down for the Rockets. And that's the thing about Ryan Adams. He's so valuable. They used him as a quarterback, but now he's got to take that tailback position and basically try to be your workhorse and replace Trey Van Dorn, who was trying to become a back-to-back 1,000-yard rusher for the Rockets last year and this year. But it'll be fourth down as Lane Morrison is in to punt. Takes the snap, the step, the kick, and he gets away a nice kick that's coming over here on the near sideline. It bounces and goes out of bounds that time at the 41. So Sigourney and Kyoto, with their first possession in the second half, is going to have the ball at their own 41-yard line to start this series.
Didn't get quite the roll that we've been getting on our punts tonight. We had the wind at our back this time. We just didn't get the roll we needed.
He forgot that old English. We'll have to bring that up again. All right, Cobras send two receivers to the right side, one, actually two to the left now. Greiner in the pistol formation has a man in both motion. He takes that, and he rolls to his right, looking to throw, fires it downfield, and it is incomplete. Short of the receiver by a yard or so, but he was definitely under some pressure there by the Rockets, and he threw that pass incomplete.
Yeah, Pat, there was a nice block in the backfield by one of their, I think it was one of their running backs on, I think it was number 45, the Rockets, and stood him up pretty good. It was a nice hard hit.
All right, second and 10 for the Cobras here. They lead 22-0. And they'll have it here at second down, second and 10 from their own 41-yard line. Granger in the shotgun position, two receivers left, two to the right. They hand it off to Crawford. He breaks one tackler, tries to spin away from the second one, but he's not going to be able to. Nice job of tackling by Dakota Boyer, the sophomore out of Lakesburg, Iowa.
Yeah. Did a nice job of hitting him low and wrapping his arms.
That's that wrestler technique for you. Good job out of him, the sophomore. And he's kind of playing the linebacker position there on the left side of the defensive front. Cobras now with the wing tee. They've got motion and movement. Good job out of them as Austin Angle comes crashing through, but the play got blown dead. And that'll be Kyoto's first penalty on the night that I have unofficially for 5 yards.
I think they had a holding penalty earlier, Pat.
All right, I stand corrected if you believe that. Third down coming up. Kyoto takes the snaps, spins it, gives it to the runner on the right side, and the Rockets are out there. Good job of wrapping him up as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Actually, he's a little short of that original line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up a big fourth down, so the defense is able to make a stand.
Yeah, the Rockets did a good job on that series of plays there, making some good penetration and bringing their running backs down before they can get some speed up.
All right. In punt formation goes the Cobras. There's a snap, the step, and the kick. It's a high end-over-end kick that's going to come down. And there's right there as he stopped, as there's a penalty flag back in the backfield here.
I think there's motion against Sigourney Pat.
Okay. And we'll see what happens as the man in the white hat makes the call. It's an illegal motion against SK. And what do you do, Coach Lane? Take the ball or make him punt it again?
I think I'd make him punt it again, make him punt into the breeze. It's kind of a stiff breeze coming out of the northeast.
Okay.
And
make him run a little bit more.
Yeah, make them run down the field. Wear them out a little bit.
All right. And that they will do. Crawford, the man who's busted a couple of touchdown runs of quite a bit of length, is going to be their punter. And he's got some speed. I hate to try to catch him from behind because I know that wouldn't happen. All right, fourth down for the Cobras. There's a snap, the step, and the kick, and he gets a shorter punt. Good call by the Rockets. It takes a straight up and down bounce. I've never seen that hardly ever before. And the ball will be at the 29-yard line for the Rockets. So they gained some on that penalty.
Yeah, we gained about 10, 12 yards on that re-kick.
All right. Rockets take over. And this will be their first full possession without Trey Van Dorn. And we'll see how they do. Boyer, under center, takes the snap, hands off to Ryan Adams on the left side, and he gets hit before he's able to get to the point of attack, and there's going to be a tackle for loss. They'll bring up second down in about 12 or 13.
Yeah, Sigourney Kota had really nice penetration there from their defensive line again.
All right. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Kopke over the ball. Boyer's the quarterback. Power eye formation. There's a snap. They give it to the up guy. That's Trey Moore. He's able to get a few yards. Good job out of him. Gets past the original line of scrimmage, but now it's going to be third and long. Third and about 8 or 9 coming up for the Rockets here. As Morrison goes out, in comes Jake Taylor. I'll make it 3rd and 10. Kopke over the ball. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. Boyer looks at the defense. Looks to his right, then his left. There's the snap. Toss to Ryan Adams. He's looking to throw. He's under pressure. He throws it for Moore, and it's incomplete. But there's a penalty flag. Let's see what happens there with this flag, Mike.
Yeah, Pat, the pass was just a little bit behind Trey. Headed. That's holding against us. I would assume they're probably going to refuse the penalty and take the play.
All right. And in the white hat. Makes the call, puts the play clock in play, and it'll be fourth down and about 10 from the Rocket 28 or 9 yard line, the original line of scrimmage, basically. And they'll be in pump formation with Morrison. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. He gets a high, a hand over hand kick that's going to come down, and it's fair caught by the Cobras at the 49 yard line, and they'll have it. And I've noticed that their field position has crept better and better and better.
I think that's the best field position they've had so far tonight, Pat.
Yes. They started out at the 40 of their own, then the 28, back to the 40, the 25, the 41, and now at the 49-yard line. We're in the second quarter here, and they will come out in the wing T formation again. Man in motion, they spin it to Crawford over on the right side. He's got some room to run. He makes a man miss, makes another man miss. He's still on his feet. He's still on his feet down to about the 20-yard line, and Crawford is able to carry the mail for quite some time, and he's got a first down for the Cobras.
Yeah, Pat, we had three shots at him over there on the right side of our offensive side of the field. We just could not bring him down. We had some good hits at him, but we just couldn't wrap him up and bring him down.
Okay, he makes it all the way to the 10-yard line, so they'll go first and goal from the 10. They spin it this way. Quarterback takes it right up the field. Nice hit by number 23, Trey Moore. Good job out of Trey, the freshman from Sunflower Drive. And he put a nice hit on the ball carrier that time.
Yeah, he did that. He came up to him and right at him and just hit him hard and knocked him down.
Second down coming up, second and goal. Actually, they can get a first down inside the one. Cobras up the line of scrimmage, wing T formation. They give it to Crawford over on the left side, and he's at the five and takes it in. Crawford will able to score one more time tonight from about 5 yards out.
Yeah, Pat, that was just a direct snap to Crawford, and he just took it a little bit to the left side of the offensive line. I mean, nice little run.
At the 6:34 mark, Crawford takes it in, and the PAT attempt is there. The snap, the step, the kick, it looks good, and it is good, and that'll make it 29-0. And the Rockets need a big push here.
And they do that. They need to have somebody step up, make some big plays for them, offense and defense. They're really going to, I'm not sure what Craig's condition is in. I don't see him over there on the side of the field, so I don't know if they took him someplace or maybe to the locker room. I don't know, but we're going to miss him. We really need to have him come back. Like I said, we just need somebody to step up.
Absolutely. Cobras are back in kick formation again, a Fremont Country Store kick. Mike and Brandy Rocky have all your hardware needs there, just south of the elevator in Fremont. And Rockets aren't quite ready yet. They're still on the sideline getting some instructions on this particular kick here. Cobras are ready to rock. Rockets come out to the field and get into kick formation to receive this kickoff from the 40-yard line. There's the approach, the step. It's a splipper coming over here on the left side, and it will actually be picked up and steps out of bounds at about the 28-yard line.
Yeah, it looks like a pat.
All right. 29-yard line. That's the same yard line as the Rockets had it before. Gage Berryman with that?
Was that with him?
I couldn't tell from my vantage point. Three receivers are to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. Boyer looks to run, tries to cut the corner, gets past the 30 to about the 31-yard line. Good job by Dakota Boyer. And, you know, we talked about that play, Mike, when Ryan Adams had it. He's a little bit slower to hit that opening. Dakota Boyer had a little bit more speed to get up the field a little bit quicker on that to make some positive yardage.
Yeah, I did pass. Good point. He distanced a little bit quicker and was able to get around the outside. Got some positive yardage out of that.
All right, second and about seven. Boyer hands off to Ryan Adams. He puts his head down and goes up to the line of scrimmage and gets a couple on that play. And so it'll be a big third down and about five for the Rockets here on this possession. And they are at the 34-yard line. Need to get up to about the 38-yard line or 39 for first down. It would be a huge lift to get a first down out of this. And what we got?
I think we've got a timeout.
That'll be their second one of the first half. Hawkeye Real Estate with Robbie Davis. Find they're selling a real estate in the Annville, Blakesburg, Fremont area. Call Robbie Davis with Hawkeye Real Estate. An EBF alum who continues to live and work in Eddyville, making him an expert in the local market. Whether you're buying, selling, or renting, call Robbie Davis today, 641-660-4413, for all your real estate needs. And Coach Bear wanted to make sure the kids had an understanding that this is a very, very big play here to convert a first down.
Yeah, this we need to get a big first down here and keep Sigourney Keota's offense off the field.
All right. Sigourney Keota back on defense. Rockets break the huddle. Kopke over the ball. Boyer under center. Makes him jump. Good job out of the Rockets, and they will get 5 free yards out of that. It'll still be short of the first down marker, but it's going to make it a lot easier to be first and about one than it is first and about 5.5 or 6. Good job out of Dakota on that particular play. They indeed will give a first down. Good job. And that will be a Veldhuizen Chiropractic first down for the Rockets, their second of the evening. And that puts a little spring in their step here. Boyer underneath center, power of eye formation. Hands off to Ryan Adams. He pulls his way up the middle of the field to about the 40-yard line. Gain of about 2 on that particular play. And Ryan's a big enough kid that when he puts his head down, Mike, he's going to be hard to bring down.
Yeah, he is, Pat. He's a pretty tough kid back there. Really good athlete.
Andrew Wright comes in. Lane Morrison goes out on this second down and 7 play for the Rockets. Power eye formation. Takes the snap, hands it to Ryan, and he runs with the 40, gets past the 40 up to about the 45-yard line. Excellent job by Ryan Adams there on that particular play.
Yeah, it was. Patty did a nice job. Had both arms wrapped around the ball, put his head down, made about a 5-6 yard run there. About third and three right now.
Third and three indeed from the 44-yard line of the Rockets. They are down 29-0 here, but they're on the move. Boyer under center takes the snap, gives it to Ryan again, and the line is moving up the field, and he will indeed have a Veldhuizen Chiropractic first down. Good job out of the Rockets.
The heck of a job with the offensive line there. They just kept pushing, kept driving, and I think everybody was pushing Ryan in the back, getting him forward there to get that first down.
Excellent. Excellent job. All right. Kopke holds the ball. Senior out of Ottumwa. Boyer, the sophomore from Blakesburg, takes the snap. He bobbles it, and he's able to maintain it and gets about a 0.5 yard up to the midfield stripe. Rockets are fortunate to keep possession of that ball.
Yeah, they were, Pat. A little bit of a mishandle there, and that's one thing we don't need right now is a turnover.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Morrison comes in right out. As play is given to Boyer, he turns to the offensive players, gives them the play up to line of scrimmage. We've got the power eye formation. Under center, there's the snap. He keeps the ball, and he tries to roll it right up the opening that there was created for Ryan Adams, but he does make it across the 50-yard line into Cobra territory. Will be third down and about 6 or 7 yards to go for a first down. I think that was by design, too. I don't think he mishandled it. I think it was one of those deals where he just follows that last runner right up the guts to try to get as much yardage as he can.
I think so, Pat.
Three receivers now will come to the right side. One is over on the left side. There's the snap. Boyer wings it out here into the flat. It's caught and brought out of bounds. Good catch over here by Ryan Hinkle, and he's able to get close to that first down yardage, and looks like the man in the white hat is going to call unsportsmanlike conduct against Sigourney Kyoto, and that is going to help out the Rockets tremendously.
Oh. Illegal substitution.
Illegal substitution. Interesting that they didn't blow the play dead. There's 5. There's 10. There's 15. Now, that's unsportsmanlike. So, 15-yard penalty gives the Rockets a first down. Rockets up the line of scrimmage. They give the ball to Adams. He bowls his way, and he only gained about a yard on that particular play. They are in Cobra territory for the first time tonight. Excuse me, second time tonight. First time in the second quarter. And they've got a nice drive put together here, Mike Lane. You want to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, they do, Pat. You know, the best thing about this, we're taking the ball away from Sigourney and not letting them put more points on the board. So we need to take it down, finish the drive off. Be strong, be tough here, and take it in.
Lane Morrison and Jay Taylor over here on the right side. Ryan Adams splits out to the left, and Trey Moore comes into the slot position on the right side. There's the snap. Boyer looks to throw it deep to Adams. He puts it up into the air, and it's almost picked off, incomplete. And Dakota Boyer put everything he had into that pass, and it came up a little bit short. Adams kind of had to play a little bit of defense there to knock that ball out of the defender's hands.
Yeah, he did, Pat. Ryan did a good job of coming back to the ball, and Sigourney Kyoto, the defensive back, went up for the ball. He did a nice job of knocking it away from him.
That'll stop the clock with a 1:37 here before halftime. Same formation again. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Boyer in the shotgun takes the snap. Looks to throw. He fires it down the field, and they had interference there, and they're going to probably rule that it was over his head. Trey Moore was the intended receiver, but he was held up by the defensive back, and they're going to call that incatchable, but there's clearly some defensive pass interference on that play. They didn't call it. It'll bring up fourth down and 10 with about a minute and a half left before halftime.
Yeah, Pat, you clearly see the defensive back was staying right in front of our receiver and kind of slowing down and not letting him get to the ball.
Three receivers to the left this time, one to the right. There's the snap. Boyer fires it quickly. It's over and through the hands of Trey Moore, and the Rockets turn the ball over on downs.
That's too bad, Pat. We had a really nice drive going. You know, we were aided by a couple penalties, but we just couldn't keep the ball going.
All right, Cobras take over at the 32-yard line of their own. Not a whole lot of time left on the clock. 1:28 as they send two receivers to the left, two to the right. From the pistol formation, Griner tosses it very, very quickly over here on the left side. It's caught. He spun around once, spun around twice. He's still on his feet at the 50. He's to the 45, the 40. He's still on his feet, and he will take it into the end zone. nice catch and run.
Got a flag down against Sigourney here.
Avery Moore takes it, but there's a penalty flag back here. And I wonder what they're going to throw. It's going to be talk to the man in the white hat. Illegal use of the hand is going to be the infraction. And
I didn't see that, Pat. The Sigourney player was playing back down the field, and when our defensive player was running down the field to try and make the tackle, he pushed him from the hit him from the front. So I'm not really sure what he was calling.
All right. Well, we'll take it. And does that move it to the spot of the infraction or all the way back to the line of scrimmage? From the infraction is where it will go, so the ball will rest at the 48 or 9-yard line of Sigourney, and we'll give them a 5-yard penalty.
You know, that's one of the rules I wish the committee would look at on this. You know, they go from the spot of the infraction and take it back. It still gives them a first down. I'd like to see them take it back to the line of scrimmage and mark it off.
All right. A Griner under trouble. He slips a couple of tacklers. He comes over here on the right side. Left side, he's got some room to run. He gets up to about the 30-yard line. They had Griner in his grasp, and he was able to get away.
Yeah, just weren't able to wrap him up there, Pat. We had a couple chances at him there. Pretty close to the line of scrimmage. They just could not get him wrapped up.
All right, first down for the Cobras. We are inside a minute with 45 seconds left. They'll send two receivers to the right, two to the left. Griner in the pistol formation. Face the snap, drops back to pass. He's under pressure, skips a couple of tacklers, and down he goes. Nice job by Kopke. And who else is that, Austin Engel? Yes. And there's a penalty flag thrown right at the tackle spot. And let's see what happens here. It looks like they're pointing against the home team, and that's a good sign for the Rockets.
We may have had a push in the back or legal use of the hands.
All right. Man in the white hat comes out here. He's going to give the call. And 5 yards is the mark off. Actually, 10-yard penalty against Sigourney, and they're starting to rack up the penalties. So that must have been a hold. All right. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. There's a snap. They're going to throw a screen pass to Crawford. He's got some speed, and Ryan Adams tries to hit him. Trey Moore tries to tackle him high, and Crawford takes it in for the score. Crawford is running loose and is able to take it in for another touchdown.
Another nice hard run by Mr. Crawford there. He broke about three or four tackles. All of them, we should have had him on the first tackle. We had him, but just could not wrap him up.
That screen pass came at the wrong time for the Rockets. They had it sniffed out and couldn't bring him down. There's the PAT kick. It's no good. And the Cobras lead 35-0 here just before halftime. And that's one bullet that the Rockets have been able to dodge tonight.
Yeah, it was, Pat. That's too bad. Defense was doing a good job there. They called the perfect play at the perfect time against us.
All right, we'll be getting ready for another Fremont Country Store kick as On Wisconsin is playing in the background. Cobras have been efficient through the air and on the ground. Rockets had a nice drive last possession, but were not able to penetrate into the Riverside Auto Supply Zone, and they turned it over on downs, and they'll get the ball back with about 30 seconds left in the half. 24 and a half, to be exact, here from Sigourney.
Looks like Rollins there comes our 11th man.
All right. The approach, the kick, it's a squibber, and it's going to come down to the Rockets. And still on his feet is Ryan Adams. He gets rocked back hard at the 35. somebody was pulling on his back of his jersey, and then somebody hit him, had a free shot at him.
Like number 76, Pat.
76.
Not sure who that is yet.
Oh, that's Larkin.
Okay,
Larkin, a freshman out of Chillicothe. Changed his number. They took him out of the tight end position and put him into the line there, so he's got a lineman's number. And we'll see if the Rockets take a knee here or if they'll run a couple plays. Boyer under center from the 34-yard line. They do indeed run a play as Boyer tries to take it up the field there on the left side. He's not able to do anything. And that'll do it for the first half. So we are at halftime here at Sigourney, Kyoto Cobras lead 35-0 here at halftime. And the Rockets, they had the Queen and the Courts out here, and they had the band play a couple of tunes. From the Thunderbolt app, scores of interest from the area, Albia 36, Davis County nothing, Norwalk 14, Sheraton nothing, Wayne at halftime 68-0 over Melcher Dallas, North Mahaska 20, GMG 12, Ottumwa Downs 7-0 to Cedar Rapids, Washington, Grinnell 14, Oskaloosa nothing, Pella is beating Carlisle 28-0, Pella Christian 38-0 over Highland. That's at halftime. Moravia at halftime 38-12 over Mormon Trail. Prince Ears Lamoni no score in the first quarter. Centerville North Pope no score in the first quarter. Pekin beating up on Cardinal at halftime 26-0. Danville 10, Van Buren 8 at halftime. Fort Dodge 7, Indianola 3. CMB 12, Clark nothing. Seymour and Harmony tied at 0 in the first quarter. Knoxville 21, Sadell nothing. That's at halftime. Keokuk and Fairfield 0, no score apiece. PCM 31, West Marshall nothing. Of course, the Rockets had them for a district opener where it was able to beat the Trojans. Pleasantville 24-0, leading Earlham in the third quarter. And Coach Mike Lane was telling us prior to coming on the air that Pleasantville is rated third in the state in Class A, so that's pretty good for the Trojans there. Iowa City Regina up 28-7 against Columbus. That's in the second quarter. Colfax Mingo 14, Montezuma Braves 7, and that's at halftime over there. And here at Sigourney, the Rockets are down 35-0, and does not appear to be good news for the senior, Trey Van Dorn, as he injured his leg right there just before the second quarter, and he went off and had some assistance, and he will definitely not be returning tonight, and it will be interesting to see if he is able to come back for the season with that injury that he sustained. So the second half kickoff is just about underway. It'll be a Fremont Country Store kick, and the Rockets will be kicking with the wind. Bracken Taylor kicks it end over end. They'll come down to about the 15-yard line. Cobras bring it over here on the left side. Nice job by Ryan Adams as he is able to make that play in the open field, and the Cobras will have it first and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
Yeah, that's a nice job of Ryan on that tackle right there. You know, like we talked right at the end of the first half, Pat, you know, that's something we need to get better at here in this game is our tackling.
All right. That indeed. All right, from the 25-yard line, Cobras bring it up. They've got two receivers to the left, two to the right. From the shotgun position, pistol formation, man in motion. Griner hands it off, and it's stopped in the backfield. If that's Crawford has stopped. Nice job from the defensive line. And this has been a hallmark of Coach Bear's team. They make adjustments at halftime, and they're able to execute much better on both sides of the ball. Right there on the first play, they'll have a 3-yard loss on that particular play. You got to lock that fire coming out of halftime.
Yeah, it's a lot better job of penetration on the line there.
All right, wing T formation this time for the Cobras. Spinner back gives it to the running back. Crawford goes on the right side. He's got some running room over there. He is hit as he turns around. Nice job by Gabe Larkin trailing that play, but he gets enough for the first down. Their first down of the second half. They had 6 in the first half. That Crawford kid's got some wheels.
Yeah, he does, Pat. He's pretty quick and also pretty strong.
All right. Cobras with the first and 10 from their own 36-yard line. They send a receiver out here on the far side. Looks like the wing tee formation for everybody else. Griner throws a pass, and it's caught over the middle. That ball was kind of up in the air for a long time, but Crawford was able to come down with it close to that first down yardage.
Yeah, it looks like you got it, Pat.
All right, they're second of the second half, and the Cobras are on the march with back-to-back first down plays. All right, two receivers to the right, to the left. Griner from the pistol formation takes the snap, low snap. He has trouble with it, throws it downfield. It's intercepted. Nice job by Andrew Larkin. Inadvertently, and the stoppage of play, Rockets should have the ball. Why in the world they blew the whistle dead, I have no idea. The quarterback got rocked, and here comes the play. The call by the man in the white hat, he'll say it's Rockets' ball. But why would you blow the whistle in the middle of the play there, Coach?
Yeah, I have no idea what they were thinking, Pat, but, that's the Zebras. I'm just going to leave it at that, and I'm going to be quiet.
All right. Turnover, interception. Good job by Andrew Wright as he gets a Eddyville Builder turnover with Scott Greer. And the Rockets have it at the 49-yard line. And what do we got now? We got timeout Sigourney Kyoto. So Sigourney didn't use any first timeouts in the first half. Calls a timeout here.
I think they were a player short, Pat. Number 64 ran out onto the field after they called the timeout.
All right.
Still trying to figure out what that call was, why they blew the whistle.
Well, your next remodeling job or large housing project can be done quickly and efficiently with Eddyville Builders. They have the experience and know-how to make your dream project a reality. Call Scott Greer today for your free estimate and get ready to make your home looking great and new again. Call him at 641-777-2183 to get into the game today. And what a beautiful interception by Andrew Wright. He had both hands. He looked that ball into those hands and made a beautiful interception, was coming up the field, and then they blew the whistle dead before he even got out of bounds and kind of stopped the momentum for the Rockets. But they're right here as Dakota Boyer is able to take a quarterback sneak and gain about 3 yards on that particular play. So nice positive yardage on a first down.
Yeah, it was, Pat, so we just need to keep that going. It was nice run by Dakota there.
All right, Rockets had a nice drive at the end of the half, or just before the end of the half, and it stalled out at about the 23-yard line. Let's see if they can get into pay dirt now. Boyer turns, hands it to Ryan Adams, and he bowls his way past the 45-yard line to about the 42, where it's going to be third and manageable for the Rockets. Well, they make it about a third down and 4 coming up. It's a little longer than I anticipated.
Yeah. Well, nice run there by Ryan, Pat. I think he needs to keep his head up a little bit more so you can see what's coming at him.
Good point. All right, Rockets up the line of scrimmage. Power eye formation. Boyer turns. Gives it to number 38, and he's going to get stuffed there at the line of scrimmage. That was Inkle, and he didn't gain anything on that. Hinkle. I thought we were told that he was injured before the game, but he's sticking it out here. Fourth down now. Loss of about one, so it's fourth and five, and Morrison is in punt formation. All right. Lane takes the snap, step, and the kick. It's a floater into the air. It's going to be touched by the Sigourney and Kyoto kid, and the ball is loose. Rocket tried to get on that puppy, and the umpire referee's taking a peek here. He has not signaled. And it's good. Yes, he does. It's the Cobra's ball. That ball was loose, and they could not come up with it. That would have been a huge Eddyville build-over turnover, but the Rockets were not able to come up with that ball.
That's too bad, Pat. We did a nice job of getting downfield on the coverage on the punt. And I'm not sure what the Sigourney player was doing, but he kind of did a little ballet move to try and get out of the way, but it touched him, and we just could not quite get it in our grasp. Oh, they're giving it to us.
Oh, they are. Rocket ball. We do have an Eddyville Builder turnover. The second one, back-to-back, Rockets had a interception, and then they get a turnover. So Yoda, uncharacteristically, has a couple of turnovers here as the Rockets come up to the line immediately. Snap of the ball, gives it to Adams. He's got some room to run up the middle, and he gets some decent yardage on first down. Good job out of the offensive line to move the pile. Gets up to about the 12-yard line, so they are in the Riverside Auto Supply Zone.
I think that's our best offensive play of the night so far, Pat.
Yeah, second and two. Give it to Adams again, and he tries. The Bulls way. He goes breaking out of the pack. He's at the five and gets tackled from behind near the goal line. Ryan Adams, he got piled up there in the middle, and then he broke it out to the outside for a beautiful gain.
He did a nice job of keeping his legs moving there, Pat, and saw a little bit of an opening, made a little spin move, and got to the outside. Nice run. Good job by Ryan.
All right, first and goal from the one. Let's punch this in, fellas. Up to the line of scrimmage they come. Power eye formation. Dakota Boyer under center. Takes the snap. Pulls his way. He's trying to get into the end zone. Rockets say yes. Referee says yes. Touchdown, Rockets!
Great job there, Pat, on that drive.
A Blush Boutique touchdown by Dakota Boyer.
That's what we needed, Pat. We needed to get a good drive going here this first part of the second half and get some momentum on our side.
No doubt about it. At the 4:52 mark, Dakota Boyer is able to take it in for the score, and they'll line up for the two-point conversion. They take the snap, give it to Ryan Adams, and he tries to bull his way in there, and he is stuffed short, and that'll leave the score 35-6. But a Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick, a big fan of the Rockets, you can get your official Rocket gear in downtown Eddyville. She's got jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with the number one fan for your kid's jersey on it. She's open from Tuesday to Saturday. And now if the Rockets score four touchdowns in a Rocket victory varsity football game, you'll get 25% off any item the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique, they can be found on Facebook as well. Nice job by the Rockets as they were able to turn that turnover into a touchdown and get onto the board.
Rockets did a good job there keeping that momentum going on that until they got that turnover. And let's see what happens here. I'm sure Sigourney Alley, they've got several guys up there looking for an onside kick, so we'll see what happens.
All right, they're good hands. People definitely are up there for this Bracken Taylor kick sponsored by Fremont Country Store. And let's see what happens here. I try to pop it over the first two lines. Let's see what happens here. Bracken approaches, and he kicks it deep, end over end. It's going to come down to the 10-yard line, and the Cobras try to bring it up the field this way. He's able to jump one guy, get past the other guy, and Ryan Adams, with his back-to-back tackles on kickoffs, is able to keep him from going any further.
Yeah, Ryan did a nice job of pursuing him over to the sideline and making a nice tackle.
All right. Let's see if the defense has got a little spark in their step after that score by the offense. Once again, I hearken back to the second half adjustments, the halftime adjustments. The Rockets are able to do it defensively and offensively to make a difference here in this ball game. Wing T formation, there's a snap, and there's a whistle, and there's a penalty flag. The man in the white hat, here comes a call. It's a motion against Sigourney, and that is their first penalty of the second half. Uncharacteristically, they had five penalties in the first half. They got their first one right there, right now. So that'll move them back 5 yards. First and 15, and that moves them back to the 25-yard line. All right, wing T formation. There's the snap, the spin. They give it to this guy coming across. Nice job of reading it by Ryan Adams, but he wasn't quite able to bring him down. He had to have some help from Andrew Wright. But gain up to the 33-yard line, where he'll bring second down and about eight. Big play right here, Coach. Excuse me, second down and eight.
Yeah, this pass, you know, with that penalty and that little bit of yardage to gain there, you know, we got second down and about eight here, so it's a good opportunity for us.
Okay, there's a snap. They give it to Crawford, right side. He's got some room. He spins away, and he gets up to the 40-yard line. Wow, that kid is able to feel the pressure coming, spin out of the way, and get that first down yardage very easily.
Yeah, he's not a real big kid, but he's got some good speed and good power to him.
He reminds me of Larry Zonka. That's been quite a while ago. See if our fans remember who Larry Zonka is. They have to Google him.
Yeah, I don't know if he's got the same type of nose, though.
And now this time they try the right side. They've got some room to run. He gets almost to the midfield stripe, but he'll be second and short, as the Cobras were able to get some decent yardage on that particular play as they handed off to number 24, Wickenkamp, and he was able to get some yardage there on the right side. That spinner back, ooh, man, that wing T formation. If the spinner back is able to do some wicked work, why, you never know who it goes to. Crawford gets this back. Nice tackle at the knees by the linebacker, who is it, Ryan Adams, but not before he gets that first down yardage.
Yeah, that looks like, I can see right over there. Looks like that might be, it's not. I thought maybe that was Trey up running over there, but it's not. No, I think it's Pinkle on the sideline.
Well, he was, we were informed before the game that he was injured. He might have dinged his leg up again. First and 10 for the Cobras as they're in Rocket territory at the 49-yard line. There's the snap. Greiner brings it over on the left side. He's got a quarterback keep all the way. He stops, starts, and he's able to shake one tackler. And then Rockets kept hitting him out of bounds, and they'll get a 15-yard penalty tacked onto it. Just when they had him stopped, they kept pushing him after he was out of bounds.
Yeah, that's too bad, Pat. It was really close to the sideline there, but he was definitely pushing when he got out of bounds.
Yeah, all right, that's the first penalty of the second half for the Rockets. They had five also in the first half.
Yeah, this was a big one.
15-yarder indeed takes the ball inside the 30 to about the 25-yard line. Cobras didn't need any more help than they got there. All right. Okay. Nope. Stay right there, buddy. All right. Wing T formation under center. Greiner hands it off to Crawford. He tries the left side. He gets brought out of bounds about that 16-yard line. And I'll tell you what, they finally understood that kid can run, and they were able to gang tackle him at the 15, 16-yard line.
Yeah, Pat, we had good pursuit on that play to the outside, but he got it cut up right before we could get to him.
All right. Cobras come up the line of scrimmage under center. Greiner takes the snap, hands it to Crawford left, right side, and he's brought down. Good job by the linebacking corps there. Gets about 1 yard to the 15-yard line. and it's going to be close to the first down. They do move the sticks. So Cobras unofficially have met their total from the first half with six first downs already here in the second half, and they'll come up to the line again from the 14-yard line. Looks like the wing T formation again. Takes a snap, hands it off in the middle, and good job by the defense as the ball gets to about the 10-yard line. Second down coming up for the Cobras. And you hate to give up a score after you scored yourself.
Yeah, Pat, we need the defense needs to come up big here and get keep them out of the end zone.
All right. Greiner under center, takes the snap, turns, looks to throw to his left. He's got his man open, and he bobbles the ball. He had it, it slipped through his hands, and then it, he gathered it in, and then it slipped through again. And he was inside the five, but that'll stop the clock here in the third quarter, and the Cobras will be able to regroup. We're looking at third and seven from the 10-yard line. Cobras with under center. There's the wing formation. Looks like Crawford takes it. He drives the right side, and the Rockets are ready that time, and they're ready to tackle him low. Ball is going to sit outside the 5-yard line. Fourth down and a couple to go for the Cobras. It'd be a huge stand for the Rocket defense if they could stop them here.
Yeah, it would, Pat. We need to step up big. Everybody up there on that line needs to get in there and get a nice push.
All right. Here comes the play of the third quarter. So far, the biggest play. Wing T formation right side.
Oh, they got motion.
Looks like they've got motion indeed. And that, like I said, will be uncharacteristic of Cobra football. I'm sure Jared Denson is not going to be a happy camper with those mental mistakes this close to the goal line.
Yeah, they looked like they had two guys in the backfield moving at the same time, Pat, when the ball was snapped.
All right. The sounds of "you can't do that" are echoing across the way from the Rocket faithful. All right. Fourth down. There's the snap. They put it over here on the left side. Crawford's got it, and he puts his head down, and into the end zone he'll go. Oh, my. He lowered the boom on Craig Moore, and he took it in for the score.
Yeah, he ran right over Trey on that play, Pat. Hit him hard, knocked him down, and made him a little spin right to the end zone.
That comes with 30 seconds left in the third quarter on that. And then the two-point try is open, and it's incomplete. That was the same play they pulled off in the first touchdown, but that'll make the score 41-6 here in the third quarter. And they let some time run off on that clock. I hope they put it back for the sake of the kids.
Yeah, Pat, that would have, we could have kept them out of the end zone right there. That would have been a big help to us momentum-wise. You know, get the kids pumped up a little bit out there and see what we can do after that.
You bet. A Fremont Country Store kick coming up as the Cobras will tee it up, kicking it into the wind. The breeze has not let up any out of the east-northeast here at Sigourney Homecoming 2015. Here's the approach. It's an end-over-end kick that's kind of short. It's bouncing. It's not picked up by Trey Moore. He picks it up at about the 10-yard line, makes his way up to about the 15, maybe the 20, just shy of the 20-yard line, and he got rocked hard and brought down. Somebody should have picked that ball up a little sooner, possibly.
Yeah, we should have got to a little bit sooner. The guy that was just ahead of Trey ran up to make a block, And but I think the ball landed just a little bit behind him, so he wasn't in very good position to get to it.
All right, from the 18-yard line, the Rockets will have it, first and 10. Well, that'll do it for the half on the continuous clock. So we will go into the fourth quarter with the score 41-6. Coach Mike Lane, Rockets looking forward to next week. They'll be traveling to Truro, Iowa, to take on the Roadrunners. I-35. I've never been to that high school before.
We were there, oh boy, several years ago when my daughter Sarah was in a volleyball tournament. It's about a nice little two-hour drive, if I remember correctly. But I think I've been there one time. That was the only time I was there. I think they played Des Moines Christian, if I remember right.
Oh, yes.
Unfortunately, it didn't turn out well for us that night.
Ah, yes. All right. Well, this will be the first play of the fourth quarter with the Rockets down 41-6. They'll be in the power I formation with Ryan Adams in the I formation, Boyer under center. He'll take the snap. Gives it to Adams, and they forge over on the right side and change of quarterback. That's a Wyatt Klein, the freshman out of Blakesburg, Iowa, is able to be in there. Out goes Hinkle, and in comes Lane Morrison.
You know, that sometimes doesn't hurt to change things up a little bit, you know, see what else what somebody else can do out there.
You bet. We were talking at halftime with the radio personalities from Sigourney Kyoto, and they were impressed on the age that the Rockets have, talking about Ryan Adams being young and big, and these kids will be around for a few years. Gabe Larkin is going to keep growing, and they took him out of the tight end spot, put him on the line. Big farm kid, he's going to be able to grow a little bit more and put on some muscle, get into that weight room and pump some iron. Of course, lifting hay bales is also a good deal as well. So consequently, the Rockets are looking to grow here in the future as they send three receivers to the left, one to the right. There's the snap. Klein looks to throw. He winds up and fires, and it's incomplete, intended for Ryan Adams. And nothing called on that as both players were going for the ball and couldn't quite come up with it.
Yeah, Pat, looked like the defensive man got to the spot first, and Ryan and him kind of ran into each other right there.
All right, Lane Morrison in pump formation as the continuous clock will roll with 10:15 here in the fourth quarter. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. It's a high end-over-end, short, though. Gets a sideways bounce again, and Old English was not in the neighborhood on that one. It ends up on the 30-yard line, so Sigourney Kyoto will have a short field.
I think maybe that was New English, Pat.
Well, if that's what you want to call it, that's fine with me. All right, don't forget who has the keys. All right. The Cobras will take it over at the 32-yard line of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont.
Are you trying to imply something, Pat?
I just want to make sure everybody understands.
Remember, I'm driving next week. That's a two-hour walk. It'd be a lot longer than a two-hour walk.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. All right, Cobras with it. They're looking to throw the ball. He winds up and pitches it down the field, and it's incomplete. Just out of his reach down there at about the 10 or 5-yard line, it falls incomplete. The Cobras have got their JV squad in there. He wound that puppy up and pitched it down the field.
Yeah, he's just, fortunately for us, the pass was just a little bit overthrown.
All right. Then there's a whistle, and the Rockets are going to stop the clock. That's their first timeout of the half. Hawkeye Real Estate timeout with Robbie Davis. If you're looking to buy, sell real estate in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area, call Robbie Davis of Hawkeye Real Estate. He's an EBF alum who lives and works in the Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont area, making him an expert in the local market. So if you're wanting to buy, sell, or rent You call Robbie Davis today at 641-660-4413 for all your real estate needs. And shutting that clock off at the 8:48 mark is going to give the Rockets time to regroup on the defensive side of the ball here and want to keep them out of the end zone. All right, Cobras come up. They got the wing T formation. Snap, the spin. They give it to the runner coming over here on the near side. He's got some room to run, and he's carrying tacklers instead of taking them up around the knees and ankles. They're up high around his shoulder and his chest, and he was able to gain about 8 yards after contact on that particular play. It's going to be third down and about one.
Yeah, Pat, you know what? Something we were talking about. We need to start going lower on these guys. You know, you hit them up high, and they either bounce off of them, or we can't get them wrapped up and bring them down. We need to stay lower.
All right. From the pistol formation, man in motion, gives it to the guy coming across. Then there's a nice tackle. Number 56 did it that time. Good job. Riley Boggs.
Another freshman.
All right.
Dalton Griffith, Pat.
Dalton G. Good job. He's a sophomore. Fourth down. Two yards to go. They direct snap, and they try to get up to the 20-yard line. It's going to be close. And the man in the white hat says, yes, first down achieved for the Trojans, and that will give them 7 first downs in the second half. All right, 41-6, 7 minutes on the clock and some change, and the defense needs to make a stop here. Under shotgun, direct snap, they run it to the left side, get some guys out there, boys, string it out. He turns the corner, and he stays on his feet after he gets hit, and moves up close to the first down yardage again. And then they've been able to get some yardage when they should have been getting a stop. Officials time out here as they're going to take a look at the yard marker. He's going to be short, second and about one for the Cobras from the 11-yard line. There's the snap. It's a low snap. He picks it up, runs up the field. He gets that first down. So they'll have first and goal inside the 10 at about the 9-yard line at the 6:20 mark. Defense needs to make a stop here. Clock winds at 6:10. 41-6. Rockets are down. Shotgun formation. Takes the snap. Runs to his right, looking to throw. It's intended and incomplete inside the end zone. Nice job of defense there by the Rockets. And they were able to get a hand on that. And that's an area that Dylan Howard has played, but he has not seen the field. He had that injury last week, and he hasn't been back on the field from that.
Yeah, Sigourney had two receivers in the same area down there, Pat. I don't know if that was a blown assignment by one of them or if that was something that was that they had planned.
All right. Here comes the next play. They spin it to the left side. Excellent job by the Rockets as they get a tackle for loss over there. Ryan Adams and Kopke team up to stop that one in its tracks. Good job out of the Rockets there at the 5-minute mark. Third and goal from the 11-yard line comes the Cobras. And they've got an injured player hobbling off the field. And he'll be given a look at by the training staff. Up the line of scrimmage comes the Cobras. Got that wing formation. There's a snap. They spin it and they give it to the running back over here on the right side. He's got some room to run. And he gets inside the 5 to about the 3-yard line. Nice run out of him. Number 22 for the Cobras. And I'll tell you what, Mike, the JV squad of the Sigourney Kyoto looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job out there right now, Pat.
All right, up to the line of scrimmage they come. Fourth and goal from about the two. There's a snap. And they'll take it in for a touchdown. So the JV squad puts up a score at the four-minute mark from about 1 yard out. Excuse me. At the 4:04 mark, they're able to take it in from 1 yard out, and they'll run a, line up for the PAT. They're in a kicking formation here, straight on. Style kicker. There's the snap, the hold, the step, and the kick. It looks good, and it is good. And that'll make it 48-6 here in the fourth quarter.
Looks like Sigourney Kyoto had a little bit of trouble getting a couple of their guys lined up in the right spot down there.
Well, this homecoming crowd is not going anywhere, Mike. They want to get as much as they can for their money. Of course, they might be remembering a couple years back when the Rockets were able to spoil their homecoming and come out with a shutout victory against the Cobras. That was a huge victory for Coach Keller, Eric Keller. And last year, Coach Bear was able to get a victory on the last series of the plays for the Rockets to get a huge victory to propel the Rockets to third place in the District 6 last year. And this year, the Cobras are going to get the better of them in this District 6 battle, leading 48-6 with 4:04 on the clock. Here comes the Fremont Country Store kick. It's end over end and deep. It's going to come up to Trey Moore. He cuts to his right side. And he is going to run into trouble over there on the far side, and down he goes. So not so much gain on that particular kickoff return. Coming up about to the 20 or 24-yard line, they'll mark it. Rockets will have it for this possession.
See if we can get something going here, Pat, with about 3.5 minutes left here in the game. Get some positives going here.
Well, you like the JV squad to get something going, because they'll be back up here on Monday in a JV squad. They hand up to Ryan Adams, and up the gut he'll go, and down he'll go, as Gabe Larkin got tangled up a little bit with one of the linemen. And knowing Gabe, he's not going to take any of that cup. So good job out of him. As second down and about 8 coming up for the Rockets from the 25-yard line. Kopke's still over the ball at center. Power I formation. There's the snap. Toss to Adams. They give it to Taylor over here on the side. He gets up to the 50-yard line. Jake Taylor with the nice run. And that play finally works out pretty decent for the Rockets. Good job by Jake Taylor, as he was able to take that pitch from Ryan Adams and turn it up all the way to get a first down for the Rockets at the Veldhuizen Chiropractic first down.
And Jake did a nice job of getting to the outside and cutting it up and making a nice run.
That's also a Loeffler dirtwork run of 10 yards or more, the first one of the evening for the Rockets. All right, Wyatt Klein under center. Takes the snap, gives it to Ryan Adams. He gets some yardage as he moves the line forward to about the 45-yard line. Good job out of Ryan, but like you said, he needs to keep his head up just a skosh so he can kind of see what's going on there.
Yeah, he's bending over like that, Pat. You know, he's got his arms wrapped around the ball, you know, keep it from getting knocked out. But, you know, he keeps his head up a little bit. He can see a little bit better and make a cut.
All right. Gain of about 4 on first down, 2nd and 6. Wyatt Klein, under center. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Ryan, left side, and he got hit immediately and dropped. He falls ahead for about 1 on that particular play. and they help them up. They'll be third and long coming up from the 44-yard line.
Now, there wasn't much room there for Ryan to run on that play.
All right. You want to get this converted so the Rockets can maintain possession. Clock's ticking, under a minute to go, about 50 seconds left with this continuous clock. Klein takes a look at the defense. Under center, takes a snap. Pitch toss to Ryan Adams. He's looking to throw. He tosses it downfield. It's caught by Hinkle near the first down. And it is a first down at the 38-yard line. Good job out of the Rockets on that play.
Yeah, it was, Pat. Nice little short pass by Ryan to Hinkle. I mean, nice catch and held on the ball. He got hit by about three kids.
20 seconds to go. Klein sends three guys out to the left, one to the right. Shotgun formation. There's the snap. He snags it. Looks to throw the ball down the field. He throws it up for grabs, and it is incomplete.
Looks like he had his hand on the receiver's back down there, Pat.
And that'll do it for the ball game. 48-6 is going to be the score as the Rockets fall in District 6 competition. 2 weeks ago, Iowa City Regina was able to jump out to a big lead. And then we had the hour and a half lightning delay. And then last week, saw a Christian came to town for homecoming and it was able to jump on the Rockets with their first play from scrimmage and then their third play from scrimmage to go up 14-0. And then tonight, the Rockets had a tough time moving the ball in the first half, not getting many first downs at all. They officially with four. They had four in the second half as well. And they come up a little bit short. But the big news tonight is the loss of Treg Van Dorn. That's going to not help matters at all for the Rockets the remainder of the season.